In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now the ashes are gone. Those hated ashes. Hated not so much because of what they are, as because of what they tell us. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The ashes may be gone, but the call to repentance remains and echoes throughout the 40-day cavern of Lent. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. To return to the Lord our God would mean some changes in our lives, a reversal of our priorities, an upsetting of our values, a turning the pockets inside out where we have so carefully preserved and stashed away our favorite treasures and pastimes. Such a returning would shatter our systems of security and hang us on that thin thread we call the will of God. It would check as wrong all of those easy answers that we have used so often whenever we have thought ourselves right. It would mean repentance. All right, it would mean repentance, but not a shallow cosmetic repentance with a few minor adjustments. No, it would mean a repentance that gets at the heart of it all, our hearts. Our hearts that all too often are callously too quick to anger. Our hearts that are all too quick to abound in evil and have very little compassion and mercy for others. All of that is what repentance is about. But like the parabolic prodigal son, we have at least toyed with the idea of returning to God on our own terms. Oh, a little discipline here and there, a little giving up of some kind of food or activity, and we'll be able to return to God with some dignity and some self-worth. And yet, for our type of repentance, we have little to show for it. The old habits return, the snap judgments are made, the misunderstanding and ill feeling put enmity between us and others. Temptation is still given into, grief and loneliness still crush us, and pleas for help are ignored too often. All this remains, plus the guilt. Return to the Lord your God, not with this heart. Prodigal sons and daughters that we have been looking in the wrong place. The text says, return to the Lord your God. For God is the one who has called us into relationship with himself. For he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. God is the source of our repentance, our turning away from sin, and our turning back to him. As the Book of Lamentations puts it, restore us to yourself, O Lord, that we may return. And restore us to himself, God did. When his son hung against that dark Judean sky with arms outstretched by nails on wood for the forgiveness of our sins. Restore us to himself, God did. When his son cried out on the cross, it is finished, And our sin was forgiven, and we were freed from the pigsty that we thought was our freedom. Restore us to Himself. God did when in the word-drenched water of holy baptism, He confiscated us for Himself and brought us to faith. And restore us to Himself, God does. Every time when we recall that water and word of baptism, when we confess our sins and we hear, I forgive you your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Every time we receive the very body and blood of our Lord Christ given us for the forgiveness of our sin. For you see, no matter how prodigal we are in wasting the gifts our Father in heaven has given us, He remains gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. God remains prodigal, recklessly extravagant and lavish in giving us His grace and mercy. For while we were still a long way off, while we were still sinners, our Father saw us, and filled with compassion in Christ, He runs to meet us and throws His arms around us and then proclaims, "Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this my son, this my daughter was dead and is found and is alive, was lost and is found, redeemed, restored, forgiven. We live, and we proclaim to all of those around us, return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.